tinfoil.
Tinfoil is a bad
thing. Yeah, you don't put holes.
If you put holes, something will probably get itself right going
through. If you don't make holes, it doesn't cook properly.
Okay, talking about meat.
There we go.
Okay, so today Shia is going to be a Binyan de Yoma. And Bez Hashem, we should resume after Tisha B'Av, meaning that night after. New Malacha, Malacha of Tzad, Malacha of Tzeda. It's a very Nogaya and very, both in Halacha, both in Lamdus, etc. Okay. So what is this Indian of not eating meat during the 9 days? Says the Gemara in Tainus, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochel adam shnei tavshilin v'lo yochel bosa v'lo yishtayai. So the din of eating meat is only on Erev Tisha B'Av at the Suda Mafsekis. Right? That's the din. At the Suda Mafsekis you can't have meat. You can't have shnei tavshilin. You know, we have this thing that we have the big Suda, and then we have this token Suda Mafsekis afterwards. Ramban wasn't happy with this. You know, he thought he making a joke out of it because what's the real Suda Mafsekis? But we're making. And we have the Suda Mafsekis beforehand with Shnei Tavshilin. We don't have meat because our minig is we don't have meat the whole 9 days. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, you can have meat on Erev Tisha B'Av itself, you can have meat, if it's not the Suda HaMafsekis. And everything that we do as far as the meat is only a minhag. But the din in the Gemara is Erev Tisha B'Av v'yochal adam shnei tafshilin v'yochal basa v'lo yishtayayin. So the question is, what's the reason for this? So where do we see that we go beyond the Suda Mafsekis? So if you look at the Rambam on page 3, the Rambam writes in Halach Vav, Mishikanes Av and Matim B'Simcha, the Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha Osu L'Saper L'Chabes V'Lilbosh Kli Meguas Afil Kli Pishton Ad Sheyavor HaTainis Afil L'Saper Afil L'Chabes L'Nich L'Ach HaTainis Kvar Nogu Yisrael Shal Olechal Bosa B'Shabbos Zu. So the Rambam's, you know, he's the prototype of the Sephardic Pesach, is not to eat meat Shavu Shechalbo, Shabbazu. But nothing to do with 9 days. The only thing he says about 9 days is Mematim B'Simcha. But anything besides that is only then Shavu Shechalbo. And that's how many Sfardim do, right? They're only Machmir on meat on Shavu Shechalbo. And the Ashkenazic practice is to start from Rosh Chodesh. Even though there's a chidah that says that you're allowed to have meat on Rosh Chodesh. Chidah. Sudash Rosh Chodesh. So it's not the generally accepted. Yeah, somebody called me recently, just now. It was Erev Rosh Chodesh, and they were on some trip with youth in Eretz Yisrael. And they were supposed to get to their destination to eat dinner before Shkia, so before the beginning of the 9 days. And I guess, you know, as these trips go, they got detained. And now it's already, it was like 20 minutes or 25 minutes after Shkia on Erev Rosh Chodesh. And the Shaila was, what to do? So you're going to say?
No, I don't hear the Shaila. It's a minute thing, so.
Right, it's a minig. It's a minig. It's a minig.
Minig. Welcome, Hepsib. Welcome, brother.
Yeah.
Drama.
So first,
sounds like somebody needs to call America to ask that Shoshana shouldn't be leading the group of children.
I don't know about that. No, fakir. I think somebody who calls to ask a shayla should be leading that group.
A shayla? It's not a shayla.
No, I think it is a shayla. We're talking about Rabbi Einstein. So somebody called up who's leading some youth group in Israel, and they supposed to eat dinner on Erev Rosh Chodesh to meet, and it was and they arrived to their destination like 20-25 minutes after Shkia.
I think it's about the Magen Avraham or something like that that starts Shkia, not Seis, right?
Yeah, so...
Oh, but it's a youth group.
Yeah, so the Shaila is... So they said they did have some fish option, but I don't know if everyone was going to be able to stomach that. I don't know why not, but... So I thought, I sort of harped on it, that there is shitas that are permit on Rosh Chodesh. So even though it's like Rav Harfness writes, we don't really follow those shitas, but B'makom, you know, especially when there was this option, I don't know to what degree, how much fish they had, or what the, you know, it's not so. There is this chidah that says you could have Sudash Rosh Chodesh, you could have. So the youth director, you know, said either you tell them you have fish, or you can, you wanted, you know, Dovka, people having the meat should wash to have like an official Sudas or Shkodesh to make it more chashev. So that was
cool. So the shayla was addressed to Rabbi Harkness?
No, the shayla was addressed to me. He has in his sefer about the Sudas or Shkodesh thing. So he paskins, he thinks it's awesome, but he does quote that the chidah was matter.
What about benching on a kos, like by Sudas Bris? There's a bris during the 9 days.
Oh, so we'll get to that. So the Sfardim only have on Shavu Shechalbo. So who has the concept of all 9 days, not to have meat all 9 days? So let's see where that comes from. So if you take a look on page 10. Well. Take a look on page 7 first. Yeah, take a look on page 5 even. Page 5. So the Ramban, the Torah Sodom of the Ramban, says, Mishal midromai nogin chadisipor nogin chadot. So he has different opinions in the Yerushalmi about, you know, how much we're noeg. He says, some are noeg, some people are noeg in Chadosha, the whole Chodesh, as Rav Shavel writes. Tiveri are noeg in Shabbata. Chazin Rabbana Detzray, Leminag, Rabbana Tzipor, V'achshav Nami Yesh Mekom Shenogim Shalolachol Bosor, Mirash Chodesh V'ar HaTainis. So the Ramban already quotes the minhag, Mirash Chodesh Ar HaTainis. Because the Rambam said it's only Shavu Shechalbo. Now what's the reason not to have meat? So the simple reason you say simcha. So that's the kolbo here on page 7. The kolbo says yesh nimnoim meachils boser mishenichnas av lefi she ain simcha ela b'loser. Right. So that's his reason. So Rav Shechta always didn't like this reason. Because he always asked the following kasha, that an ovel is mutter b'basav yayin, only an oinen is also b'basav yayin. So he says, so how can you say it's mishum simcha if an ovel is mutter b'basav yayin? So that's only because he has this mindset from Rav Soloveitchik that all the minhagim of Sfira and Tisha B'Av have to fall into pre-existing categories of real halachas. You know, like Rav Soloveitchik saying that Sfira is like Yud Beis Chodesh, and this is like, this is like Shloshim, is like, but not everyone agrees to that. Maybe it's its own minhag. In other words, it's not that it has a din of Shiva, this has a din of Shiva, this has a din of Shloshim, the minhag.
Does this idea exist from before Rav Soloveitchik, that everything has to fit into these?
He was very...
categories, or is that his finish, or?
He's very into that. He was very into that. That everything has to fall into pre-existing, because he couldn't... What?
The Svar is not like that. Just instead of Svar, it's Shiva. Somebody in the 9 days, it's the 9 days, you're having a party, you're having a nice barbecue with wine. You can forget that it's the 9 days.
Right.
Whereas an ovel sitting Shiva, no matter what you give him to eat, he's not going to forget that he's sitting Shiva.
Right. So you're saying that's the answer.
I think. Mean, it seems to me very obvious. Yeah.
That, in other words, what you're saying is that sitting Shiva, so it's Avelis Chadasha. So therefore, there's no Hesachadas from the Avelis. So therefore, even if you give him, if I can't, the Gemara says, Lo Nivro Yayin Elo Nachim Boas Avelim. Gemara Sanhedrin. So you're saying, So the Kolbo says, and the Kolbo's like you. So what's the svara that Rav Shechta likes is what's written here in the Aruch HaShulchan. On page 9. He says, Medina de Gemara, in Isra Bachil al-Basar, Rak Be'erv Tisha B'Av V'Vesud HaMafsekas. Right, so that's the Din HaGemar. V'akfar kiblu avosein ez harbei meos b'shanim shalalach ha-basu l'oshto yayin min rosh chodesh av harach ha-tishu bav levad miyom ha-shabes l'zeicher ha-karbonos v'hanesochem shenizbatlu b'avonoseinu. He says it's a zeicher to, it's not a din because of simcha. It's that the meat represents, is a zeicher to a korban. The yayin is a zeicher to the Nesachim that was on the Mizbeach, and to remind us that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and these things are Nisbatel, so that's why we have it. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Shechta likes to quote the Gemara in Bava Basra on page 2, where the Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha miyom shechar beis hamikdash din hu shenigzor al atzmeinu shaloch al basav los tishtos yayin al she'en gozim gzera al tzibar al kim yochol la'amod bo. So Rav Shechta said the pshat is it was really after the Churban they wanted to make a gzera that we should no longer eat meat or drink wine, but it was a gzera she'en atzibar yochol la'amod bo. So Rav Shechta thought the pshat is, yeah, for the whole year it's a gzera she'en atzibar yochol la'amod bo. But for 9 days, that's similar to what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. So we're talking about not eating meat or wine.
Meat and wine.
Yeah. But not only the Kolbo says, the Mariel also on page 13. Mariel says, Tam menias basar v'yayin de ain't simcha el b'basar. The ksiv is avachta shlomi v'chalta shom v'samachta. V'yayin ksiv ha-mesamech elokim v'anoshim. Mikol mokom eino chova ki im erev tisha b'av mamish misheishu l'mala. But the chova, the iser, that is only on erev tisha b'av at the suda ha-mafsekas. But any time before that is okay.
deal with Schumann.
What?
Are you going to deal with Schumann?
Yeah, we're going to deal with Schumann in a minute.
I remember they had a Sichsuch in the Jewish Observer, one of their most controversial articles. Somebody, Yeshivish, had written a very sharp a piece against Schumann, and then some very big people answered them very sharp back how wrong they were.
Yeah,
that Gedolei Yisrael, you know, had done this before the war, and how dare they, put this whole thing down.
So, let's see what it says. Okay, so now that you brought it up, we'll see in Shulchan Aruch what Shulchan Aruch says. Take a look on page 17. Second line. It says, Uvesudas mitzvah, kikon milo, pidyan haben, v'siyim mesachta, usudas erison. But he says, Kol hashayachim l'suda. Only those who... So what does it mean, shayachim l'suda? So, it means, the poskim say, it means that your friends, it doesn't mean it's just anyone from the street. It has to be shayachim l'suda, the poskim say. The whole world can come to the Suda. It's only you look in the Magen Avraham in Lamed Hey in page 17. He says, Zelosh Mariel, the Dadaka Ochim Mishum Kurva or Mishum Reyes. Somebody is a Karov and or a friend. Aval Hokim Lishtos Aveiru Biyadam. But if you're just doing it because you want to be able to drink and you don't really have any shaychus to the siyum, to the person making the siyum, then it's aveiruhu biyadam.
So this would discount, I remember about 20 years ago, one of the Fleischiger restaurants had a big ad in the Jewish press that siyum every hour.
Yeah, right. So the siyum every hour would be against this Rambam. And then he says, "V'shavu shachal tishba b'socha." Look what he says on page 19. Eilech almoso yain rak minyan mitzumtzum. On page 19, only a minyan mitzumtzum. So if it's before shavu shachalbo, so then you can invite friends, all you people you have shaykes with, even more than a minyan mitzumtzum. But the Shavur Shechalbo is only a minyan mitzumtzum. You know, the minig in the camps, some of the summer camps, is they have a siyum. At least usually two nights of the 9 days they have a siyum. So they consider, like if Tzidr has from Ramosha, the whole camp is, I guess, one big family or something like that.
Well, that was one of the arguments that they talked against the camp siyumim, and the one who answered it said that before the war, people didn't have a lot of sources of protein. It was very important that kids, got to eat meat because there weren't a lot of other things for them to eat, and it was an inyan of gesund, and they were mekel about it.
Yeah.
What's the zman to have a siyumim? If you finish a masechta, you have to make a siyum within 2 days?
No. We'll see. Now that you asked the question, so I'll show you. The Mara Mintz talks about this on page 27. Take a look on page 27. The Mara Mintz says, "Rav or Rosh Yeshiva shulomed mesechta im chaverov v'talmidav ukshabo l'sof ha-mesechta." Yishayer ma'at b'sof achas ha-koysher. In other words, you don't have to make it right away. A good time. You should wait till a good time to have Yom Adaroy l'sakin sud noy l'chvor ha-torah v'talmideim. Avram. On page 27. Well, you don't have to do it. You see, b'feirish, you don't have to do it right away.
But this is to This is to finish the Masechta, meaning that as soon as he finishes the Masechta, he should make a Siyum.
In other words, he said, first of all, you should wait, don't finish, leave a little bit over, and then, you know, and it'll be a good time that you want to have a party, so...
I would even die where it says, Im Chavera V'Talmina.
Yeah, no...
The minig here generally is not like that. The Rav makes a Siyum by himself, he learns it by himself. The only part he learns with anybody is the people who are coming to the Siyum.
Yeah.
That would seem to be a
stretch. Yeah, but I don't think he means that Dafka has to be that he learned the Masechta. But I hear what you're saying. And then in the last paragraph he says, "Gam ken yisakin suda noel l'chvor ha-Torah v'siyum ha-Masechta. Fi sudas mitzvah." And he says, this is the famous Chiddush, that filo ovel toch yud beis chodesh al aviv imo yochel lusod shama. So that's a tremendous Chiddush. The Shach quotes this. That even somebody, see normally what's the halacha? If somebody is an avelis for aviv imo, so it's like this. A wedding, zikr he can't go to. To eat at a wedding. And music, even if they're not eating, he can't. That's if it's a wedding. What if it's not a wedding? What if it's a lower tier simcha? Bris Mila, Pinyan HaBen. So that's a machlokes between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim have a minhag that no Sudas Mitzvah or Yud Beis Chodesh. You can't, meaning you can go there, but you can't eat. And Svardim don't have this minhag, as the Chidor points out. So the Maamar Mint says that for a Suda Siyum, you could go and eat.
A few people of Chasanas, you know, who were serving, they just got a hetzer that's...
The question is whether that hetzer has...
I've never seen a Siyum at a wedding.
If, you know, if you're serving in a chasa or something, is there a legitimate hetzer?
I don't know.
Because I've heard it's this. And
it's only for immediate family, as I understand.
Well, the immediate family, the parents, they don't. They're prosperous and mutter without any. You know, Rav Moshe was makel for a parent to go to his child's wedding, even toch shiva. That was one bikula, and then another bikula he was makel that if the chassan is in the middle of Shiva, he could get married in the middle of Shiva. Those are two tremendous coolers that he has in the Truvas.
So according to the Ashkenaz, we can't go in Ashkenaz. Someone who's Ashkenaz can't go to a Suda's Bris for their grandson if they're an Avelis.
Relatives like that, maybe there might be, you know, leniencies according to some. But I'm talking about a regular, you know, situation where it's not
so one could actually make a Siyum at a wedding and go to the wedding.
No. Chas v'sholom.
You can't do that.
Chas v'sholom.
I thought that was with the Chiddush.
No. The Chiddush was that if somebody's making a Siyum and this person is in Yud Beis Chodesh, he could attend the Siyum and eat at the Siyum. No wedding.
I missed that. I mumbled those two.
No. Talk about having this. Now, the major mocker of this being a Sudas Mitzvah is the Yamshel Shlomo here on page 26. The Yamshel Shlomo says that he says, look, the famous thing that he's known for is on the bottom of page 26 on the right side, Sudas Bar Mitzvah Shosim Ashkenazim L'chor Ein L'cha Sudas Mitzvah Gedul Mizo, because he's now Mitzvah Vosa. The Gemara says that in Kedushin, Rav Yosef says, you know, that first he was happy for the person that says a Suma is Pater, because he was a Suma, he was Pater, and he was still doing it. So great thing. I'm doing it even a potter. But then he found out that God omutzuva vose mishaim omutzuva. So therefore, if somebody would say that the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that means that Tzuma is chayef, then he would you know, make a party. Because, so you see from there that the fact that you're chayev in mitzvahs is a reason to celebrate. So that's what he says about the bar mitzvah.
So at the time of the Marshal, the 16th century, the Sephardim didn't even make a suda for a bar mitzvah? So like our whole idea of a bar mitzvah is a nayazach?
Yeah, he says.
In Yerushalayim they don't make bar mitzvahs?
Yeah. Well, they can't afford. I mean, those, of course, they can't afford, or...
I have family there who basically affiliated with Haredi who made bar mitzvahs.
Now, there's a Sefer Chesed Lavram. It's one of my favorites for him. So he says... So he says like this. Actually, also Moshe Tira Poskim, page 29. Lechol b'sud b'shavu shechal b'tishabav b'siyu mesechta. Yerusha l'chavin lasas asiyim b'yomim evu. Whereas, could you push it off, you know, to make the siyim during the 9 days? Or the Shavuot Shechalbo. So he says, "Hashkosim Sefer Aliyah Rabba, Shim Lo Nizdamim B'Limudo Asim Lo Yimar V'Lo Yacher Mishum Kach." He said, "You shouldn't. In other words, if it happened, you finish the Masechta during the 9 days, okay. But he doesn't think it's proper to push it off to, and then Daf can make it there." And then he says, based on the Maramints, because the Maramint says you could do it to a Zman HaMukhshar, but this is not a Zman HaMukhshar, because this is not a time you should be having a party. If it fell out this way, it fell out this way. But the whole word is, it has to be a Zman that's Mukhshar Lusuda. This is not called a Zman, just because you want to have meat. So he says, the Rav Shmuel Omer Nimcha Talmid of Yishar Mad, Shasa kosher, Yom the Royal Sakan Suda, Venir should very well love me Shasta Mokot, while kosher will omit Besof as man a Mukhshar the Suda, Halila Lola Acher, Bekte Lassa Sasuda is my built in Mukhshar. Divir Elia Rabba the Chonim Bezer. So the Chesed Lavram says it's not right. And that's what, you know, people do that all the time. They hurry up or they, they already learned it and they leave off, because he says even the Maramint says you're allowed to postpone, but then to Azmana Muksha, there's not Azmana Muksha. I always find in my learning the Chesed Lavram, he's always glatt. I always like his shuvas. Somebody pointed out to me he was married to that Sivas' granddaughter or something like that. Chesed Lavram.
So why do we do this by Erev Pesach, by the Tanya Kapora?
Oh, excellent question. Now I'm going to tell you something.
What's the question I didn't hear?
Tainis Bechoros, he wants to know.
Oh,
So I'm going to show you something that I think is very important from Rav Henkin. On page 33. And into this Rav Henkin, because we know we make seams. I'll tell you why this means a lot, because every year on Pesach, before Pesach, at least someone calls me up that they're going on a trip someplace and the plane is leaving too early and they're going to miss the seam. So they want to know, so what do they do? They're going to miss the seam. So Rav Henkin gives you an Eitzah, Okay, so that's why I was excited about this Rav Henkin. Did you know Rav Henkin?
I was at Levaya, yeah.
You were at the Levaya?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was Masper Rav Henkin?
I remember. It was 1970.
Okay.
It's a few years ago.
It was
not a big Levaya.
No, really?
It may be 1,000 people, that's all.
In the lower
side, in the...
I assume Rav Moshe spoke, no?
Yeah, probably what I remember was just,
So he says like this. Let's see, let me show you what he says. Hine ki yadua Titus Bechorim einu chiv midina the Gemara. Right? Titus Bechorim is not in the Gemara. It's a minhag. Also, lefenim nogubo. Vatach chidlu. He says, and now no one does it anymore. Umeila kechol minhag im chodol ha minhag botel chiyuvo. So he says, really? He thinks the whole thing, we stopped doing it. Who, how many? There are, I wouldn't know one person that told me that he fasts on Titus Bechorim. But not so many people.
He fasted one time or he fasts regularly?
He fasts regularly. Okay, Makilim behold. So he says, so he thinks like this, that the whole thing is a minig, and really he thinks the minig was bottle already. So therefore, you have some type of shvacha kula, to this minig that's on one leg that maybe doesn't really exist anymore, so it's good enough.
What does that mean, a minig was bottle?
They stopped doing it, the minig.
Minig Israel didn't hear, right? Didn't hear.
He says in the note here that that everyone goes to a seum, so the all is the...
Right. So no one's really doing it. So one second. He says, if Omnam Luha Yachiv, he says if there was a real Chiv, Eina Siyam Shalom, now the Siyams we make today don't count. Why? Kevin She'eno Simbo Su'uda. He says, you don't make a Su'uda. You go there in Erev Pesach, there's a couple of cookies there, half a sponge cake, whatever it is, and you chop a rice. You know? Chol Igro Barak Liftor Min HaTainis. So it's not like you're having a real Su'uda, and Memela, since you're having a Su'uda, you're making this thing, this half-baked thing. So he says, if it was a real chiyuv, he doesn't think what we do, you know. So he says, what's the real thing a bechor should do? Al kein roi shekol bechor yitain stoka, the pidyon hatainis. If Henkin says that if you're bechor, you should give stoka to be poida the tainis. Ut stoka bevade poteres betainis minug. So if it's Sira Hatzaka, feel Sira Masech, the Mishnah is here. So now you, because the Siyim really is Shvach, so you can have even a Shvach Siyim.
So how is Tzaka Poda Atainas? Can I not fast on some Gedalia this year by giving Tzaka?
Because that's not a Minig.
That's not a
Minig. The Tainasim that are Minhogim. So what's a Minig?
And Yotze.
Yeah, different Minhogim, when it's a Minig. But if it's a real chiv, even a chiv derabbanan, that's a chiv derabbanan. It's not a minhag. So then you don't just give tzedakah. So I think this is the answer to tell the people who missed the siyum, because really Rav Henkin says the siyum is so shvach anyway. So the people who had the siyum anyway should give tzedakah. So l'chatchila you should always go to the siyum because let me go to the siyum. But you should make sure to give tzedakah. And he says that's the real tzirif that maybe the whole minhag is. Bottle, but the real thing, but even if it wouldn't, even if it would be a full-fledged minug, you can be poyed in a minug with stalker. So that's the thing to tell the guy who's going to Guatemala at 5 o'clock in the morning and he's going to miss the, and he's on some Pesach program, who knows where.
That's great.
Wouldn't you,
I'll keep that in mind.
If it's a minhag, so wouldn't you need the Taurus to dorm? You're doing it for 20 years and all of a sudden now you want to just give tzedakah instead because you're taking an airplane.
So the Noda Behuda says that if you have a minhag tov and you're planning to come back to it, it's just makroi ba'alma, you can't fulfill your minhag tov, you don't even need a Taurus nadarm. That's the Noda Behuda. If you want to mevatel the minhag, olam va'ed. So then you need a Taurus Nedarim. But if you're not mivatel, it's just you have 1 year that you're in a pickle. So then you don't even need hataras nedarim. So I think so it's interesting. Just before I came here tonight, someone called me up, and they asked me, somebody, I don't know where they are, they're out someplace, and the mashkiach, whatever, wanted to make a siyum on Yalkut Yosef Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Yalkut Yosef Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And have meat. So the first thing I said, I was reminded of what it says here on page 36. Take a look. What does it say in the Ramah? Haloshen Ramah, Usudas Mitzvah, Gomila, Pidyaraben, Vesiyah Masechta, Usudas Erisin. Right? Those are the examples. So the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, Kvartoma Magen Avraham Sham, Rebbe Sif Beis, Kosov Shosu Lasso Sudas Erisin, Vitisha Yomim. You're not allowed to make a Sudas Erisin. Just like you're not allowed to get married during the 9 days, you get 3 weeks, you can't make a Sudas Erisin. So how can the Ramah say, if you make a Sudas Erisin, then you can eat meat, but you're not allowed to make a Sudas Erisin? Oh, so he says, Shemati mi pikvo mori balavushe Mordechai, shemotza b'shem hagra. The Ramah haya kosov acher tevas v'siyam masechta rosh tevas v'samach aleph. V'toha matpisim v'kosov usudas erishton. Ulam hutos. The Gra says, what should it say? What does samach aleph mean? Svarim acherim. Kvaras Ramah shagam shemesayim svarim acherim havisudas mitzvah. So someone was telling me that they're going to a siyum, they were invited to a siyum in the 9 days, someone's finishing Echves Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. So, you know, so it's for Macherim, so it's not a Masechta, but it's Dalet Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, does learning...
Macherim refers specifically, though, to a Sefer of Tanakh, or a Seder of Mishnayos.
How do you know? Like Who says? Here at Sosh Aniska... Yeah, we say in the Siyum, you know, Sfar Macherim or Simon. I don't know, Sfar Macherim.
I understand, but I thought it's written that
I know Sfar Macherim means Sfar Macherim. I don't. So he was asking me about the Yalkut Yosef Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So
what's it called? Imre Baruch, is it?
So Svarim Acherim. So the first thing I said, Svarim Acherim. I don't know whether this. So he said he's going to look into the situation. He didn't call me back. So let him look into it. Oh, then. But the Rav Henkin, I think, is very valuable. To know.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, because it comes up, you know, it comes up that he has to go to work early, he can't hear the sea, and all this thing. So take a look at one of my favorite Sfarim is the Shar Yisachar. Page 35. Munkacha. Milchas Alozer. I had my son, he likes to go on YouTube. I said he should look at the Munkacha Chasana. You've seen that, right? Munkacha Chasana on YouTube. You should watch it. The Munkacha Chasana. You ever see it? Maybe when we turn off the... Yeah, there was famous, one of the famous Chasanas in Munkacha. But the Rebbe only had...
The Rebbe spoke, yeah.
The Rebbe only had one daughter. The Rebbe was married... Exactly, he was married once... And he didn't have children, and his father encouraged him to divorce his wife. He divorced his wife, and they had one child. And that daughter married this fellow, Baruch Rabinowitz.
Baruch, yeah.
Yeah. And they had, and the present Munkacha Rebbe today is the son of that marriage, the famous. Yeah. Then the Dinever.
Friedman lived by us.
Oh, and the
21st.
So there's the famous Munkach, and then Nebuch, she passed away.
Yes.
Yeah. You should just see the people coming to the Chasana. They're all coming like on, like, is there? And then the Rebbe's shouting about Shabbos in America.
What year is it?
That's the only film we have where Rebbe speaks before the war.
Yeah. So. But the Rebbe goes, Shabbos! You know, the
March 15th, 1933.
Yeah.
So it's just before Yom HaShoah. Rebbe thought it would be on the radio in America. That's what I
see. See how they're coming to the... See, they'll show them.
Very cool.
How they're coming to the Chasana.
Yeah.
Oh, so he wrote a lot of fascinating svarim. So in Man Shanogim, look what he writes here. Man Shanogim me'atzadikim mishorish talmidei habesht lasos b'me'av siyum b'sechtav lechol bosar im kein ein hotis klal achrei achilas bosar ein luhutim klal. He says what? The minhag of the talmidei besht, they were so megushim that they needed to eat meat. And kvar pikpek b'tshuvas chesed Avram. The chesed Avram, we just saw that tshuva. It's not right. Shasa kosher. Hamashe m'shayri masiyim asechta sheyavuk ala yomim ha'elu. Hom kanira hu yan shekosu b'sev ha'kdoshim kisuda suyim asechta hu chalishas kocho shal hasam. The samoil. That's the sarosh shal Esav. That we want to destroy the sarosh shal Esav. The samoil. And the siyim asechta is the Tishah. Why? Ken hu eino rotsa b'zev, arashe toivish mishmo, Samoel stands for Siyim Maseches Ein Lasos. That's the Samoel. Siyim Maseches Ein Lasos. Hashem Yatzilenu. So memela, hine eilu habeis chadoshim b'chelko v'garol shal Esav noflu, kayadua. Right, it was really supposed to be our chelik. We lost those months because of the ego. We lost it to Saro shal Esav. So now, the Samoel took over those months of Tammuz and Av. Okay, Tov Lasso Siyim Maseches Sudus Mizyavel Kedei Lachachlish Kocho B'yom Ve'elu Lachnio. So that's his word, that it's not just that. So Dafka, they wanted to make it for this this idea. Then there was one more thing I'll show you. There's a discussion. We know on Shabbos we eat meat, right? Oh, so two things I want to show you. Could you leave over? Say, there's always leftovers from Shabbos. Can you eat that meat on the 9 days? So we normally assume not. But there's a chidah that says maybe you can. Here, take a look on page 22. Mutarm. Yesh mekilin lechol basar mevushal shen shtayer misud haShabbos. He says that to those that are mekil to eat the meat that are left over from Sud haShabbos. And shamati mishehevi raya lahatir mehidi baylom per kama dechulin. It's a gemara in chulin. I mean the principle. Yeah, take a look. We have the gemara right here, page 20. He said, "By Rav Yirmiyah, Evarei Basar Nechira Sheichnisu LiYisrael Imayim LaAretz Mal." There was in the Midbar, they were allowed to eat meat without doing proper shechita. They could just do Nechira. They kill it without proper shechita. Rav Bleich showed me in the Sefer Dor Ravi that you have to at least cut the simanim, but you don't have to do it with the hechsher shechita. So the Gemara wants to know. So when they were in the Midbar, they had the Heter. But now they went into Eretz Yisrael, and they had all this meat. So were they mechuyif to throw it away? What do they say? It's since that the Bishas, that they killed it, it was mutter. So now maybe they can... So that's the same principle that the someone used, that, you know, since the meat was already set aside for Shabbos, and it's leftover, so maybe that's like a similar notion to the Evarei Basar Nechira Sheichnisu Yisrael Imayim LaAretz. And that's what the, even though that's not the, we don't necessarily rely on this practice. One last thing is...
somebody asked me on Sunday, can they eat the meat Sunday night already? Yes, I said only if the Shabbos you have the
Hetzer. To eat what?
It was already Rosh Chodesh for Sunday night. They had meat left over from Sunday. I said, I don't think there's a Hetzer there.
Yeah, so we discussed that before you came. We discussed about Sudas Rosh Chodesh.
Sudas Rosh Chodesh Megman?
So most say no, but the Chidah was man.
Says, yes, so I was, yeah. Okay. I'll come
to but no, but we normally don't rely on that. That's very far from this point out. But it does exist. You can look up in the...
I think there were some strange kulas in Italy, specifically.
Yeah.
A lot of kulas when meat was not... They didn't have freezers.
Oh. Now, the question is, what about wine for Havdalah? What about wine for Havdalah? So on page 12, we have here from the Sefer of Minhagim of Isaac Tirna. That's a classic Minhagim Sefer. So in the Hagos Minhagim says, Lishnos Yain Havdalah, Lora Izi Rabosai. Yeah, first he writes here that... you don't need much about it. He says, "Lishtos yain havdolim mishenichtas avlo reisi rabosai nisharim." He says he doesn't find his rebbeim that were nishar in that, meaning they drank the wine. Gedol mizo amar li marinu of Shmuel shadol v'nei marinu shemutu levarach birchas hamazon al kol shel yain. V'hodol maram libi begam v'zeh. So he says in the Hagos Minhagim that his Rebbeim drank the wine on for Havdalah.
Let's say you have to push off Havdalah for the next day, Sunday, you have to make it on Sunday.
It's the same thing. If you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 15, in the third line, it says "Mutter lishtos yain havdalah brikas hamozon." That's mutter. The Rama says "Nogim lahachmer shalishtos yain lebrikas hamozon lo havdalah and noslim latinok." But a tinok has to be, the poskim say, old enough that he understands the bracha, but young enough that he's not mesabel on Yerushalayim. And the Magen Avraham says that Birkas Hamazon Yivarach below kos, because I think the poskim say that we're not so nizer to use a kos for Havdalah for Birkas Hamazon anyway. So you know, but Havdalah we are. So really, so the Mechaber says Mikra Din it's mutter, because that's the same idea that the way this farm right is like a Sudas Mitzvah. It's Mokum Mitzvah, so that's not. The minig never, the whole thing is a minig. The minig didn't aser something that's a mokum mitzvah. So the Rama says there is a, but not everyone has a kid around who's this age that, or some, I think Rabbi Abadi mentioned some use grape juice maybe is a cooler, but meager than wine is, the Mechaber says it's mutter.
If there's no
tinoch. Welcome to like a tinoch muter batzmal lishtos, right?
Because you could use a chamar medina.
Yeah, but chamar medina is very like the poskim. Like Shech always quotes from Rav Moshe from the poskim that chamar medina really is only allowed according to the poskim when there's no yayin is ein motzei. We have this thing that we allow it even not. That's a chiddush. Where does that come from? So Rav Ozner writes, he thinks that because since Bizman Hazeh, the derech is not to drink wine on a regular basis, so then maybe we can allow Chamar Medina even when Yayin is Motzoi. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that if Yayin is Motzoi, you're not supposed to drink Chamar Medina.
And sons, if you know, if you have sons, if you're not
on
to use Dafka wine.
Dafka wine. Right. Okay. So that's the story. Okay, so we had a little bit of an overview of what the 9 days about, because people usually, they don't meet 9 days, but they don't know where it's from, what it comes from, what the makoros are, and the ikur is we should destroy some oil. See, and he says, see a maseches ein lasos. So, Bez Hashem, you know, when there's no base of mikdash, ein lanu shir el rak haTorah hazois. So that's the only thing we have left is the limud haTorah. So Bez Hashem, we should learn. I don't know whether we should make Dafka Rush, you know, or things like that, but it's just the learning that we should have a binyan based on Mikdash from every Yemenu. Everyone should have a meaningful Tisha B'Av, and Bez Hashem, we should continue the Shir the same time, Bez Hashem, Siyata D'Shmaya, Wednesday night next week. Bez Hashem. Mashiach doesn't come. Best we'll have it in the...